This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. The self-storage business is booming in Austin. Last year, the city's supply of rentable storage space grew by nearly 10%. That's the fastest rate in the country. And that's according to the folks at industry analyst Union Real Time. And watching one of these storage places pop up in the Brentwood neighborhood recently prompted this reaction from Ben Hamill.
As they built it, it had kind of a weird shape, and we couldn't figure out what it was. And then they got far enough along, they put up the signs, and we were like, another self-storage? What? Why?
KUT's Joseph Leahy picked up the question for AT Explained.
I caught up with Ben during a downpour outside the Extra Space Storage on Burnett, not to be confused with the brand new Extra Space Storage on 51st Street or the new CubeSmart self-storage near Koenig Lane that spurred his question in the first place. Hamill owns a home with his wife and two kids down the street and says he's not opposed to the self-storage sites but doesn't see what they add to his neighborhood.
Like, one of the key things that makes a city walkable and bikeable is places along roads that people want to be. So if you have to pass, you know, two self-storage units and a condo with no retail on the bottom between getting two places that you actually want to go, that's like a long walk of not much.
Ben's theory for why so much storage is popping up in Austin is they're relatively easy to build under current codes, don't need much staff to operate, and are ideal for flipping as property values rise.
That's kind of a cynical take on it, and I will be disappointed if that ends up being the truth.
To test Ben's theory, I talked to someone who finances and develops lots and lots of self-storage facilities in the Austin area.
So my name's Bill Bellamy. I'm the owner of Bellamy & Company.
Bellamy's real estate brokerage company is based in Austin but does business in several U.S. cities, all of it related to the self-storage industry. He says the reason why self-storage facilities seem to be blowing up in Austin is because they are.
You know, kind of when it rains, it pours. That's what we're experiencing right now with storage facilities being built.
Bellamy says Ben has a point about the facilities being relatively cheap to maintain and operate, but he's not convinced about developers building them to hold the land for something more valuable later.
It's getting so much more expensive as far as the dirt, the cost to build, the returns are good for developers. Storage a lot of times is the highest and best use for a lot of these new properties.
Bellamy says because the land alone can cost in the tens of millions of dollars, developers are building nicer multi-story facilities with more amenities, things like floor-to-ceiling glass walls, climate control, and 24-hour access.
Because the dirt's more expensive, the facility needs to charge higher rates. Mm-hmm. So they're offering more amenities, more services, but overall a much nicer facility because they want to get higher rental rates.
Austin's average self-storage rate last year was $102 per month, the most expensive in Texas. According to Sparefoot.com, that's at least 20 bucks more than Dallas, San Antonio, or Houston. Sparefoot is an online marketplace for finding storage space that also tracks industry trends. Its headquarters happened to be in Austin, so I went to see Alexander Harris. He's the company's online editor.
Alexander? Yeah, Joseph. Hey, nice to meet you.
Harris says Austin is one of the strongest markets for storage space construction, but it's also part of a bigger trend in the U.S.
Nationwide, it is blowing up. If you look at the construction spending data from the U.S. Census, 2017, you know, would be the biggest year on record for self-storage construction.
According to Sparefoot, U.S. spending on storage construction has jumped steadily from about $400 million in 2010 to $3.6 billion last year. Harris says the biggest driver in that growth has been pent-up demand.
Right after the recession, a lot of builders and people that built self-storage, they just kind of stopped doing it. They couldn't get financing or lending to build new facilities. So you had this period of 3 to 5 years where they just weren't building new storage facilities.
Harris says there's probably still room for building more storage space in Austin, but construction will likely slow down sometime soon.
If it's not at its peak, it's very close.
But Austin has other factors driving demand for storage that aren't likely to let up anytime soon.
You know, having such a tight housing market is probably driving, you know, the huge amount of demand for this, you know, the self-storage space.
David Steinwettel is president and CEO for Affordable Central Texas. It's a nonprofit that focuses on preserving middle-income housing in the Austin area. He says the storage boom is tied to local rental rates that have, on average, grown nearly twice as fast as wages in the last decade.
The choices that people are faced with is either they move further away from Austin than they commute, or they decide that for the same rent, I have to rent a smaller apartment. And if you're downsizing to maintain a rent level, at some point you're going to end up with stuff that doesn't fit.
And thus storage facilities have flourished in Austin to fill the needs of those who can't afford housing all their stuff in one place. Ben Hamill says that makes sense, even though the explanation is somewhat disappointing.
Profitability is supposed to be, correlated with general utility, but it just doesn't. It feels like something better could be done with that land.
He says maybe something better, like building more places where people and their stuff can live together. Joseph Leahy, KUT News.
Much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can ask a question there. It might be the next one we answer. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Hey, and while you're at it, give us a review on iTunes. Help us out. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.